A spinal cord injury took away my ability to walk, but the one thing it could not take away is my ability to dream.
Sabrina Cohen has done a lot of dreaming over the past two decades about a day when she and others like her will walk again. And step by step, she's working to make her dreams come true. I'm Jeff Bell with another story of turning adversity into advocacy.
October 30th, 1992, I was the most carefree teenager.
But the very next day, Sabrina Cohen's life changed forever when the teen driver of a car she was in got into a drag race.
We slammed into a parked car and then straight into a tree.
Leaving Cohen with a spinal cord injury and confined to a wheelchair. 14 years old and a sophomore in high school, she fought through a long, hard recovery, returning to school where she was soon approached by her principal with this request.
Would you mind talking to the seniors about reckless driving and all the components of how an injury can happen?
She gave that talk and then wound up speaking to students at one school after another.
I saw how from something tragic other people could learn.
And so began Cohen's 20-plus years of public speaking, not only about making positive choices, but also about her life with paralysis. Along the way, she founded the nonprofit Sabrina Cohen Foundation with this single goal:
to raise funds and awareness for people living with spinal cord injuries.
For Cohen, this work is truly a labor of love.
I have been so fulfilled by the work that I do to help other people.
To learn more about how Sabrina Cohen is turning adversity into advocacy, visit A2AAlliance.org. Jeff Bell, KCBS.